Okay, I'm going to pose two questions, one of which you've heard 1,000 times before, and one of which you've probably never heard before. I love the kinds of questions that you've never heard before, and that at least I never heard before, that I thought was like, it was eye-opening, because it was such a deal, you know? The Yaakov receives the brachos that Esav had so coveted, and it became dangerous for him to stay with his parents. So Rivka, of course, overhears Esav saying, Yikruvu Yimei Evel Avi Vahargas Yaakov Achi, that when my father dies, I'll go and I'll kill Yaakov. So immediately Rivka goes and tells Yaakov, you better run away. Now it's interesting that Esav planned to kill Yaakov only once Yitzchak died. And Rashi explains, classically, Shlom Atzaer Es Abba, that I don't want to make my father upset. Esav was a paradigm of Kibbutz Avim, so as much as his rage was burning inside of him, and he wanted to take revenge immediately, he was going to delay, he wasn't going to take out his rage until after his father's death. Kliyakar points out the following ha'ara. I don't know why I never thought of it before. Why doesn't it say, Yikrevu Yimei Misas Avi? You want to describe that the time when Yitzchak will no longer be there to be hurt by it. Why Yikrevu Yimei Avel Avi? What does this have to do with Avelos? What does it have to do with Hilchos Avelos? What does it have to do with anything about Avelos? What does it have to do with mourning? It's not about mourning. And Adrabah, if you were really mourning your father, you wouldn't have time to take out rage on anybody. No, he was saying, when my father's not here anymore, if he's not here anymore, that means Yimei Misas Avi. That's the ha'ara that Kliyakar raises, the diuk that he makes, that I thought, I don't know, have you guys heard that before? I've never heard that diuk. I thought it was just a phenomenal diuk. And here's the one that you've heard 1,000 times before. One of the more famous questions about the difficult pregnancy that Rivka experienced is that Rashi tells us, that when they passed by Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, Yaakov was eager to jump out, to join the Lomdim in the Beis Medrash. And yet, when you consider what the Gemara Nida Daf Lamed tells us, that a baby learns Kala Torah Kula inside the womb with a malach, so it's very difficult to understand why Yaakov felt the need to leave. Esav, I get it, right? If you're not into learning, there is nothing more torturous than having to sit through shir all day, than having to sit and learn all day if you're not into learning. But if you're into learning, if you love to learn, there's nothing greater. Well, I interviewed Rav Shechter this morning for something, and one of the questions that someone suggested I ask him is, are you ever just like not in the mood and like have to force yourself to learn? I couldn't ask that question. I don't think he at some point, maybe when he was much, much younger, but if you really love learning, we can't fathom that madrega of loving learning. You know, one of the questions I did ask him is, if you say yes to everything, you're involved in every organization, you speak everywhere, you say yes to, when do you have time to learn? He said, Hashem, give us 24 hours in a day. You only need to sleep for a couple of them, and then the rest of them you could fill up with doing productive things. Okay, that's a good answer. But, you know, if a person is absolutely in love with learning, there's nothing greater than that. You know, Yaakov is enjoying this pristine Torah environment. What did the outside world, the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'ever, have to offer that the Malach wasn't offering? You know, the classic answer that they give, I remember my Rebbe Rav Silver in Keren B'Yavne used to give us a shmooze, and he used to say that the classic answer is that your Rebbe could be a Malach, but if your Chavrusa is Esav, you need to get out of that yeshiva. But I don't know of any makar for the... I mean, it's cute, it's nice. I don't know of any makar for the idea that twins learn b'chavrusa. I don't know if that's a thing. I mean, they're learning Torah from the Malach, whatever that means, whatever any of this means. So why is it that Yaakov is eager to get out? So these are the two questions. Number one, why Esav says Yikrevu Yimei Avel Avi and not Misas Avi? Number two, why is it that Yaakov is so eager to get out of the womb at the Beis Medrash of Shem Ve'ever? He's got a malach to learn with. So Kliyakar suggests that the reason Esav wanted to wait dafka for the time of Avelus specifically, not for the time of Misas Yitzchak, but Avelus Yitzchak, is that it's forbidden for an Avel to learn Torah. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Lev. Torah brings a person a sense of simcha, an avil is not supposed to experience that sense of simcha, so it's forbidden for an avil to learn Torah. Now, Esav knew that Hakol Kol Yaakov, that when Yaakov is strong in his Torah, Esav is going to have no shlita over him. Esav was being opportunistic over here, not respectful, opportunistic. He realized that as soon as Yaakov's voice is silenced, as soon as you can't have that kol kol Yaakov, that's when you die yimidei Esav. That's when I'll attack him. So that's what the Kli Yakar suggests. An unbelievable vart. That's why he dafka waited. That's why it highlights not Misas Yitzchak, Evel Avi. I need to make sure that Yaakov is in Avelus. When he's in Avelus, he's also Betal Metara. That's when I'm going to attack. And that's why the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem Dalet, says that an Avel is Tzarech Shmira. Why does an Avel require Shmira? We're familiar with a Chassan needing a Shomer. An Avel needs a Shomer. An Avel can't be Yotzei Yechidi B'Lai. He's not supposed to be Yotzei at all. But an Avel can't go out alone. Normally, a person's Torah protects him. But an Avel is unable to learn, requires extra Shmira. Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shlita wonders how the Kli Yakar can say that an Avel doesn't learn Torah. He said he didn't even understand this Kli Yakar. I thought it was such a great vart, right? That the Avel is asur to learn, Esav is going to take advantage. Rabbi Reisman said he remembers going to be Menachem Avel, his Rebbe Rav Pam. Rav Pam was sitting Shiva for his brother, and he went before davening to be there in time for davening at the Beis Avel. And when he got there, Rav Pam was standing by his shtender, learning like he does every other morning before davening, even though he was right in the middle of Shiva. And it wasn't a kasha. The amount of Torah that an Avil is permitted to learn can take decades to master. Right? He can learn Hilchos Avelus, the Chovar Gemara, Sefer Yirmiyah. There's a lot that you can learn even as an Avil. So why would Esav assume that Hakol Kol Yaakov is going to go away during Avelus? No, Adraba. Yaakov's going to learn during Avelus also. He'll just learn Hilchos Avelus. He'll adjust the curriculum a little bit. He'll give up on Daf Yomi for a week and catch up next week, I guess. But he's still going to learn. So what exactly is this? That there's not going to be a Kol Kol Yaakov. It's true. There is a sheet in Rishonim. It's quoted in Tosfos and Maakot and Daf Chaf Aleph that an Avel is not permitted to learn Dvarim Arayim. And the explanation is that it's only a heter for Tisha B'Av, because Dvarim Arayim are considered in Yonah Diyoma on Tisha B'Av. That's in Yonah Diyoma to learn about bad things, to learn about tragic events. And in fact, the Rambam probably holds that way, because the Rambam only quotes the heter of Dvarim Haroim in Hilchos Tainios Parakeh, not in Hilchos Avel, which is, certainly indicates that the heter of Dvarim Haroim is not for an Avel, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin in Yardayasim and Shin Pei Dalet, you can look it up. We paskin that an Avel is allowed to learn Dvarim Haroim. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So, lahalacha, the Klei Yakar seems to be difficult, right? Rabbi Reisman's question on the Klei Yakar stands, that how could the Klei Yakar say, Yikrevu Yimei Avil Avi, that I'll wait till the time of Avelus when Yaakov can't learn, and that's when Esav is going to attack? No, Yaakov could learn even in the time of Avelus. So I think the Yisod, to answer this question, is that we might suggest that while an Avel, of course, is allowed to learn Torah, it's not the kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah that serves to protect us from the likes of Esav. It's a very specific type of Talmud Torah that protects us from Esav. Torah that's dafka learned kol kol Yaakov, that's learned out loud, that's learned in a way that can be shared with others, that's a shared Torah experience with other people. A person fulfills the mitzvah of Talmud Torah even with Hirhu B'Divrei Torah. Right, you're all familiar. There's a Machlokas HaPoskim, the Machaber and the Gra, and the Korin Bir Halacha and Simen Mem Zayin, whether you recite a Birchas HaTorah on Hirhu B'Divrei Torah. But that's just a question. When there's a Maisa, but there's a Kiyum. But everyone agrees that there's a Kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you're Mahar B'Divrei Torah. Yet it doesn't say HaTorah Torahs Yaakov Ayedai Mideyesa. No, Hakol Kol Yaakov Vayedayim De'ezav. It's only when the Torah is Bekol, when the Torah comes out, that's when Ein HaYadayim De'ezav. That's when Esav is weakened. And the Mechaber holds that there's no Birchas HaTorah on Hirur B'Divrei Torah, because the nature of Hirur is that it's kept to oneself. Only Lilmod in a way that could be Melamed warrants a Birchas HaTorah. That's a unique madrega of Talmud Torah, and that's ultimately what protects us from Esav. Interestingly, the Kli Yakar quotes the wrong pasuk as the source for the Yisra of Novel to learn Torah. When the Kli Yakar says this vart, he quotes the wrong pasuk. He quotes a pasuk, Kukudi Hashem Mishar Mesamchei Leiv. That's the source quoted in Tainus Dav Lamed about the Yisra of Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av. In my Katan Dav Tes Vav, we speak about an Yisra of Talmud Torah, in the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel of Hanek Dom, of just silence, which means that a person is silenced in Avelus. That's the same pasuk from which we learn that there's an Isra She'il HaShalom, meaning Hanek Dom is the pasuk that tells us a lack of connectivity with other people. That's what an Avel experience is, a lack of ability to connect through Torah to other people. That's the Gevaldikus Chus he's going to be losing out on, and that's when Yadayim Yidei Esav. Last year, I don't know if it happens anymore this year, every Wednesday evening, I discovered this walking down the hall upstairs in my office on the sixth floor. So I would stay late on Wednesdays. And every Wednesday evening, toward the end of Second Seder, toward the end of Kol Seder, Rav Schechter used to meet, I don't know if it was every week, but I think it was, every Wednesday with the six-year smicha guys, I think it was. I always get confused whether it was Masmidim or Smicha Honors or six-year smicha. I don't know, some super program that we have, whatever it is. He would meet with a group of people, and it was just for a half hour, and he would say a shir on his zichronos of Rav Soloveitchik's Yahrzeit Shiur. Not the way it was written up, but the way he remembers it. And he would summarize one of Rav Soloveitchik's Yahrzeit Shiur. So I was just walking down the hall, and I see a room full of people, and Rav Schechter talking, so I just went in. And I was like, this is amazing. So I just sat in the back of the room. I didn't officially get accepted to the six-year smicha program or anything like that, but I snuck in, and I was able to listen. So it happened to be the first time that I ever went in there. He was quoting Rav Soloveitchik, explaining the reason Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Dalet Sif Beis holds that an Avel cannot get an Aliyah L'Torah during Shiva, even though in Shin Sadi Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says he doesn't have to leave the room for Kriyas HaTorah. He pays attention to Kriyas HaTorah. So what's Pshat? If he's allowed to pay attention to Kriyas HaTorah, he's learning Torah. So why can't he get an Aliyah L'Torah? He's chayav mitzvos, right? Why can't he get an Aliyah L'Torah? It's going to be the same Torah. So if Salvation explained that no, that an Aliyah L'Torah is Talmud Torah Barabim. That's teaching other people Torah. It's one thing if you're sitting there quietly and listening to the Torah. That he's allowed to do as long as it's part of the Seder Hayom, like saying other things that are Seder Hayom, Pesukei Dezimran, things like that. But we don't allow him to be Malami Torah La'acherim. That's where it's going to bring too much connectivity to other people, and Simcha that comes along with it. All Torah brings Simcha, but being Malami Torah La'acherim brings an entirely different level of Simcha. Rav Soloveitchik explained that's why the minig is for a chassan to get an aliyah, for a Baal Bris to get an aliyah. Why dafka an aliyah? Because when a person is experiencing Simcha, the greatest way to express that Simcha is by being Malami Torah La'acherim. So you get an aliyah. That's the Maisa. I think I mentioned it recently. I don't remember if it was here, that when Rabbi Kamenetsky, when Kamenetsky's oldest son was born, when Binyamin was born, so it was a big, big simcha. They had been married a few years, they hadn't had a child yet, and Rabbi Kamenetsky was so excited. It was a weekday morning, the bris was in like B'nai Yashur and Tinek, and Rabbi Kamenetsky was so excited, there was a big crowd there, and even though it was a weekday morning, everyone had to run to work, he spoke for like 45 minutes. Like he just got so emotional, he just kept on going and going and going. And he was finally winding down, and everyone was like, you know, waiting to go. And at the end, he finally says, and with that, I introduce Rav Herschel Schechter to speak next. So everyone's like, oh man, you know, like, we can't leave now. So then Rav Schechter got up, and he read the audience pretty well, and he said, you know, the halacha is that a Baal Bris is a chayv for an aliyah l'Torah, because that's how we express simcha, by teaching Torah to others. And most people, the best that they can do as far as teaching Torah to others is getting an aliyah. Look how lucky you are as a community that you have a young mechanech like this who can say over such beautiful Torah, who can teach Torah like this. He was mekayim the greatest level of simcha. I wish everyone a mazel tov, and that was his whole speech. That was look what he did. He lifted up Rabbi Kamenetsky. He brought to the attention of everybody else how lucky they are to have him in the community, and taught a very important piece of Torah. Right, this idea that's the greatest expression of simcha. That's also why the Gemara Ma'akat and Daf Chaf Aleph says that in Mimrabim Tzrichim Lo, it's Mutul Avil Lamed Ubulvad Shalayam Meturgaman. That if he's needed, the Avil could teach Torah but it's got to pass through two other people, meaning it can't be direct in any way from him. He has to tell someone else, who in turn will tell the Meturgamim, because it can't come straight from him. That's the level of simcha that a person has. And maybe that answers why Yaakov was so desperate to get out at the Bate Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever. When learning in the womb, he was a Talmud, and he gained Kala Tor Kula. But as that very same Gemara says, his mouth totally closed, right? The Gemara Nida talks about how once the baby is Yotze La'avira Olam, that's when his mouth opens up. That's when you can have a kol. There's no kol Torah in the womb. Only when he's Yotze La'avira Olam does the mouth open up. Learning Torah alone is a wonderful experience. It's an amazing experience. But there's nothing like learning Torah with other people and teaching other people. And the special zchus of a kol Yaakov is that ability to share Torah, the give and take, the avu b'no, the ravu talmido. That ultimately is the greatest zuchus. That's what Rav Lapiansky Shlita points out in Ben Torah for Life, that the importance of learning as part of a group, as part of a chabura, making sure you don't just learn, but you contribute to a chevra of lomdim. And this is something that's so critical for us living in the internet age of Torah, that very often people feel, you know, I get every shir online, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. You guys come to your day shir that I give, Rabbi Sobolevsky shirma there, right? Rabbi Shechter shirma there. You have all the shir, they're all there. And you should listen to them, you should take advantage of it, but they're all there. So what do you need to come to a shir and learn it? But it's an entirely different experience, even if the Rebbe's not on the same. It's just an entirely different experience when you're with a chevra learning together, when you're all holding in the same inyanim, when you're able to, you know, I asked Rav Shechter, of all the things, one of the things I asked him today, of all the things that he does, what's his greatest accomplishment? Meaning of all the different things, Reish Kailu, Reish Shiva, the Pesach, and you know, all the an activist for Aguno, you know, all the different things that he does. What's the most important thing? And he said he feels that he has this heavy burden of a Mesorah on his shoulders that he just needs to make sure it gets passed on to the next generation. And that's ultimately not his own learning, not his gaonis, not his farin, just passing on that Mesorah to the next generation, he thought is the most important accomplishment of his life. And I asked him another thing. I said, you have Talmidim who are Rabbanim. This is an exclusive interview. You guys aren't, but I'm giving you all of it. I said, you have Talmidim who are Rabbanim and teachers in Milan throughout the whole world, thousands of them. What do you define as a successful Talmud? What do you look at as the greatest success? And he immediately pivoted. He immediately said, not just the Rabbanim, I'm so proud of the ones, the Talmidim that are doctors and that are lawyers and are learning and giving shiurim in their communities and teaching Torah, meaning it's not limited. It's not limited to only people who do this for a living. Everybody can who develops in learning can teach Torah to other people. Of course, Lubavitcher Rebbe Zichron Levracha famously commented that even if you didn't develop that much in learning, Lubavitcher at every Kinnas Shulchan, they quote Lubavitcher Rebbe used to say, if you know Aleph, then teach Aleph. If you know Beis, go teach Beis. Everybody has a responsibility to teach Torah to some degree. So this is ultimately the greatest zechus, and this is what we're celebrating with Kol Kol Yaakov versus Yadayim Yidei Esav. It's not only learning, but it's learning al menas lelamed. It's learning al menas to partake of the communal experience of Talmud Torah, the sense of Talmud Torah to Rabbi. That's why it's so important to be, it's so great that we're back in yeshiva, and it's so important to be part of a yeshiva, to be part of a base medrash, to be part of a communal experience of Talmud Torah. We should be able to be zocha to continue to do it safely and benachas ruach for the foreseeable future, Bezer Hashem.